to Venezuela, and the UK, France, Germany and Spain and also other EU nations have officially recognized opposition leader in Venezuela, Juan Guaido, as the interim president. Comes after President Nicolas Maduro defiantly rejected a deadline they set for Sunday to call for fresh elections. Very important story this, because many people have sort of looked at Venezuela and its nationalized sort of system and been very critical of that, and that has sort of been blamed for their demise there, although I think the oil price as well at some point dipped, and I think that also hurt Venezuela as well. On the line is Eyewitness News correspondent Gavin Gray. Good afternoon, Gavin. Quite a hostile response from Nicolas Maduro to the other countries who have said it's time for him to go.
Yes, a very firm response indeed. Good afternoon to you, Ray. Basically, Nicolas Maduro is desperately trying to cling on to power. While the support for the main opposition, the so-called interim president or the president who wants to be president, Juan Guaido, is now seeing more and more countries back him. So while he declared himself to be the interim president, he was almost quickly backed by the Americas, but then very quickly as well, a number of European nations, Britain, France, Germany, Spain, all saying, look, you've got to hold elections because we want them to be free and fair. Or else we will support Juan Guaido. Well, at that point, Nicolas Maduro said, don't you tell us when to hold elections. That deadline has passed, and the UK, France, Germany, Spain all have now lent their support to Guaido, but Nicolas Maduro clinging to power, and clinging to power, incidentally, with the support of the army, and that in Venezuela is absolutely crucial.
Now, Gavin, you remember Hugo Chavez, the late Hugo Chavez. He did exactly the same thing. He didn't care. Do you think Nicolas Maduro is going to care?
No, I don't think he does. And I think as well that his comments trying to rail people against what many see as the sort of colonial opinion of Europe. I mean, let's not forget that Spain was the colonial power in Venezuela. Spain has been quite damning of Nicolas Maduro's presidency, whereas actually Spain kept quite quiet in Hugo Chavez's time, predominantly, I think, because there's so much talk about so much corruption under Nicolas Maduro's presidency. So Spain, very important in terms of its links to Venezuela, and so its support coming out really strongly in favor of trying to get rid of him and install the opposition leader is very important. And indeed, the number of people from Venezuela who have now applied to live in Spain has more than doubled in the last year alone. So it's quite possible that many, many more will try to get to Spain as well if they can claim some sort of citizenship. And then just in the last few hours now, we've had a 17-point declaration from other Latin American countries, the vast majority of whom are also now backing the opposition leader. But whether Nicolas Maduro will see that there is a way out for him at the moment, I think he's staying put.
Very concerning. Eyewitness News correspondent Gavin Gray, thanks for your report. I do appreciate it.